WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is Xbox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet's slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome to another edition of the BTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is our look at WWE Battleground, featuring the Fatal 4-Way match between Kane, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, and the obvious winner. But we got other matches besides that, so we will get into those first. But before we get into anything, I am the be-all, end-all of our little network, the Omega. I am joined tonight by Mace.
I have an addiction that you didn't start.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm addicted to cardboard crack. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's Magic the Gathering.
I used to do Magic the Gathering. It was kind of a high school phase for me. Not gonna go back.
No, you just went back to your
childhood. Oh, you will. You will go back. No. You will come back.
No, all he did was go back to his childhood. He skipped high school, he went back to childhood.
I never left childhood. What are you talking about?
That's a good point.
Jeez.
Childhood does not have an age limit, god damn it.
Thank you. Got it on a shirt. And speaking of, the hardest one here to keep a hold of childhood is the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, we all grow older, but we don't have to grow up. That's, you know, just the way it is. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If I don't sound as enthused as I normally am, it's because I'm really under the weather, and all I want to do is go to bed.
So basically, you're like myself and Lindsay, who are both suffering from summer/winter colds.
Yes, and it sucks ass. The only thing worse than a cold in the middle of winter is a cold in the middle of July. And I blame it on all of these
idiots. Which is still the middle of winter for me, so.
Yes, and I blame it on all these idiots who insist on taking antibiotics every time they get a sniffle. All it does is create a strain of superbugs, which is what I'm suffering from now.
That's the reason why you don't take anything, ever.
Why would you take antibiotics to fight a virus? How stupid are you? Thank you.
So the bugs are now John Cena?
They're either John Cena or Roman Reigns Punch.
Bugs with the red capes.
Roman Reigns Punch.
No, that's a death plague. There's no getting up from a Roman Reigns death plague.
Well, most of the time there is no getting it, but we'll talk about Roman Reigns in a minute.
A friend of mine last weekend fucked his knee trying to pull off a Superman punch.
Did he buy it dinner first?
Not what I meant.
I know.
Wow, Tim. Wow.
Yeah, I went there. Why? Because it was funny.
Sure.
Screw you guys, that was funny. Congratulations, by the way, Omega.
Wait, why am I getting congratulated?
Because your video was played at the closing last week?
Oh, yeah.
See, you thought I wasn't paying attention.
Don't start him. He was name-dropping all last night.
Was he?
We never heard the end of it.
As we are playing Cards Against Humanity, by the way, an overproduced commercial coming up in our only break of the evening.
Oh, no.
Sorry, King Kittens.
Your own version of Phil Spector in a commercial?
You're screwed, King Kittens. Anyway.
King Kitten is just not really very happy about you right now, is he?
Well, he keeps checking off squares on the Tim
He's
Stein.
He's never happy about Rock, though.
Apparently Rock is the most reviled man on the internet sometimes.
Right now,
I called Andrew right now.
Yeah, I'm not right now.
You're not right now? Who is?
Some guy named Andrew.
Andrew?
That's not...
We're not touching that, but that's his name.
Oh.
Well, you can fill me in later.
Yes.
Yeah, so why don't we just jump into it with the pre-show? I think this, as far as I can remember, this is the first time ever they ever actually held two matches before a pay-per-view.
Can we really call it two matches?
Match and a half?
Match and a quarter?
How about both of them making up one full match?
No, because...
Match and a six.
Two half matches.
No, because the Divas actually got some time.
Okay. Match and a quarter.
Match and a quarter.
Now, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the first one up was Adam Rose versus Fandango. Hey, it's Adam Rose's birthday!
Party time.
All the time.
Another shit given.
Another shit was given. Exactly, Mace. But, of course, you know, Layla and Summer Rae lead the Rosebuds down to the ring doing that Rosebud dance. How does that song go, Rock?
No. They weren't dancing. Like, Layla, Summer was trying to do something that looks like a little cha-cha, and Layla just bounced.
I don't know. It just looks like some kind of French epileptic fit to me.
She sort of just bounced
around.
She was bouncing,
Tim.
Yeah.
A French epileptic fit when you bounce.
And for Tim.
Yeah, turn it off now. I'm tired of that.
I can't wait until they take that gimmick out behind the woodshed and put it to sleep.
Just imagine the Rosebuds and the Exotic Express at WrestleMania. Imagine how big the group's going to be. It's going to be tremendous.
I would like to not think about it, thanks.
It's going to happen. Just wait. You'll see.
So anyway, turns out that Fandango didn't like what was going on. He stepped out of the ring to confront two girls, which is probably stupid because he got bitch slapped first by Layla, then by Summer Rae.
One did the left, one did the right.
Never play in the backyard when you're working in the front yard, kids. What does that mean? Think about it. And you've thought about it long enough. Of course, Adam Rose wins.
he won with the party foul. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Like I said, not really a match.
Yeah, what were you... I think you were about to say something, Mace. Was you?
No, I was just saying, who the fuck on?
There you go, yeah. So up next, Cameron versus Naomi. Now, this was a slightly marginally better match. They were given a bit of time to do something.
So this
and it was a SmackDown match.
It really was.
Skanktastic.
Skanktastic. That's a good one.
Because that's what they both looked like. They looked like they belonged on fucking street corners, man.
You know,
I'm sorry, we're supposed to be progressive at the moment, not slut shame, as they call it, but fucking hell. I'm sorry, but when a spade looks like a spade, I'm going to call it a fucking spade. They both look like they belonged on a fucking street corner.
Oh. Was that harsh? I don't know.
They both had new looks, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it was, like I said, a SmackDown-style match. Cameron gets the win over Naomi. And this is where I screw up on the Battleground Pick'em to my benefit, because I keep getting these two broads confused with their names. Because I'm thinking Cameron is Naomi and Naomi is Cameron when I made my picks and I didn't think about it. So by being incorrect, I got it right.
That's way to go, Sub.
what is that, a subway move?
Sounded like one, anyhow. The basis of this match, for those who did not see it, Cameron was trying to get away from Naomi for a large part of it.
I see.
Yeah, it was a fine match. What do you guys think?
I think it's terrible that that theme went from being used by four people to one.
Yeah. Actually,
theme song's the biggest victim here.
Didn't it start with Ernest Miller back in the day? Think.
That was originally Ernest the Cat Miller's theme, yeah, when he came over from WCW.
So it went from Ernest Miller to Brutus Clyde to the Funkadactyls.
No, was that his music?
Yes, it was.
I thought the cat was I'm the Greatest.
That was one of his themes? That was one of his themes, but I think that wasn't that his WCW theme?
I'm the Greatest was his WCW theme.
Yeah.
Funky on a roll. Somebody Call My Mama, I believe, was...
Yeah, Somebody Call My Mama. That was his WWF theme. And he'd come out doing his little Ernest the Cat Miller dance to it.
He had two themes. One was Cut a Rug, and I think the other one was this one. I think. I'm not 100% sure.
When you say this one, have you got something queued up to play? Or are you talking about
I'm talking about this one. Because I'm looking through the thing. I have one that says Cut a Rug, and I believe he used it, the other one. But yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Somebody Google it. Kinkins, Google it.
But anyway, yeah. So, the pre-show match, there it is. And a quarter.
Pre-show match and a quarter. I guess it was all you really could expect for what they put on in the pre-show. You could tell the pre-show had a whole different feel to it this time around.
The one thing I've discovered with the WWE pre-pay-per-view shows is the matches that they put on don't really have that feeling of enticement to actually buy the pay-per-view for anybody who's still on the fence. And these two were no exception.
Not lately. There's been a couple, but not... according to King Kins, he did use it from January 25th to February 10th.
I told you he used it.
I told him to fact check it, and he fact checked it.
Well, when I know something, I know something. When I'm not sure about it, I'm definitely not sure about it. But when I know, I know.
Well,
this I knew.
Congratulations, Tim. But I was more talking about the pacing. It just seemed like it was very fast paced, and they were just jumping around in the pre-show. That's the way it felt to me. But we at least got to see.
Well, I think the first match caused that feeling.
That
just because it was that's just the start of something is going to give you a flavor for the entire product.
This is true. But hey, Omega, we got to see Christian.
Yeah. A little bit.
He was there 2 months in a row. He got to work the pre-show.
Oops. They can't put him in a ring. He keeps breaking.
He does. And this was a quick trip for him since he lives in Florida, anyhow.
So there. Now, getting to the pay-per-view proper, the first match of the night was very entertaining and extremely enjoyable. Of course, we're talking about the tag title match, the Usos defending against Rowan and Harper. Now, this is, we were expecting a different match to be match of the night. So nobody was thinking that this was match of the night, but it was very good.
This had the potential to be.
It was, you know, it was very good. And as a result of things that happened, it, you know, it may as well be a contender as of right now. But I do have a match that I'm going to list as my my surprise of the night coming up in a little bit.
I can't disagree that it is a contender.
Yep. But, you know, even Mace said there was some really good ring work. I thought there were a lot of really, really interesting false finishes. The crowd really got worked up for the match. I mean, it's exactly the type of match that you want your kickoff to be. The Usos retain the titles. The fans really got into it. I mean, Omega, you saw this match, did you not?
Pretty sure I saw it.
I'm pretty sure that. Well, I'm not sure when you came on and caught everything. So
I did miss the pre-show. I will admit that.
Yeah. Okay. So what did you? Well, what did you think of this one?
I wasn't aware they allowed tag matches to do this.
To do what?
They actually played this the way they would play a world heavyweight title match, where it's just knockout, drag out, we've thrown every finisher at each other and everyone keeps kicking out, what the hell are we going to do now? And you just get false finish after false finish. You get a lot more time than I expected a tag match to get, especially to open the show. And yeah, I mean, it's a clash of styles, so it's not going to be the most it's not going to be the prettiest match to watch, but they did an outstanding job.
Yeah. So as a fan, it just it entertained you and it kept you in it.
Oh yeah. I mean, well, as we've seen, the Usos are capable of taking it up a notch for pay-per-views, and they did a really good job this time. Like they kind of shined here.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be making a case to actually be in the video game this year, Mace.
Nah. DLC again.
Were they even DLC last year? I don't remember.
Come on. 3 years in a row. Let's go. Come on. I believe this year they went from being in the third DLC pack to being in the first DLC pack, I think.
I don't think they made the game. I don't remember.
Don't worry, all their parts are in the create a wrestler mode.
That I know for sure. Yeah, they didn't make the game. I think people, you had to create them. Think.
Well, as somebody who has been in the ring and who has actually worked to get the crowd response, how do you think this match did, Mace?
It was definitely a very, very good opening, but the thing is, a lot of people have got to remember, these guys have worked how many matches against each other? Like, in the last few months?
About 75 billion, if you include house shows.
Yeah.
Give or take one or two dozen, yeah.
Just one or two dozen, you know, in the last few months.
They've done it in Japan, New York, Canada, they've done it everywhere.
Yeah, exactly, so they've done it quite a few times, so of course they're going to keep upping and upping and upping. So, of course, this is going to be a very good match. I'm not going to call it, you know, match of the year contender like a lot of people were screaming at the time, but considering what they were given to work with, like a 2 out of 3 falls match is hard enough to do normally. Do it in the tag match is almost a nightmare situation.
Yeah.
So big props to them for pulling off a very entertaining match and a very good match for their series.
Mm-hmm. Was I the only one disappointed in the first two falls, though? I thought they came out.
That's because they were going for the three falls?
Yeah, it just seemed very sloppy and awkward in the first couple falls. Especially that roll-up. That was awkward.
Yeah, the first two just seemed like they were supposed to catch it by surprise, and then the match didn't pick up until they're at the third fall.
Because then we saw everything.
Yeah, I'm watching the opening match replay right now as we speak.
I am too. So it's like, oh, we're talking about this right now. Okay, as Harper goes to the top rope.
What are you watching the replay on the network?
Yeah, I have it streaming right now.
Yeah, me too.
So it's like, yeah, but what I'm now calling the turtle splash from Eric Rowan when he actually gets to the top rope and flies, it's called turtle splash because.
Oh, don't bring up turtles with Mace on the line.
That's the turtles for another reason. But he looks like a turtle when he jumps. He looks like a turtle when he runs, when he jumps, when he climbs.
Well, that green jumpsuit is not, you know, it doesn't help.
No, it really doesn't.
Well, it does if you want to think turtles.
If you really want to think turtles. Well, I'm calling this splash a turtle splash. He actually flew from the top rope, which was nice in this match.
Teenage Mutant Splash Turtle.
And we saw them get out of the big splash that no one kicks out of, that Michael Cole tried to tell us. Nobody kicks out of the big splash from the Usos. And they did tonight. I thought they had some nice false finishes, you guys mentioned. It was really good.
Yeah. And, of course,
who's the one with the black facial first? Topper, isn't it?
I know. In my notes, I wrote an Uso.
No. Wyatt's.
Oh, Harper?
Harper's got the black beard and Rowan's got the red one.
Yeah. All right, so...
Which one's which again?
Yeah. Harper no-sells a kick to the face, turns around and hits a fucking clothesline from hell. Mm-hmm. Awesome!
That speaks volumes for what you expect the evolution of his character to wind up being down the road, I think. But yeah, no, very, very entertaining. And does anybody else have anything to say about this before we move on?
I thought we were going to get a confusing finish for a second. Because the announcers were going, which Uso is the legal man? Which Uso is the legal man? I thought, okay, so the Wyatts are going to win the titles, but they pinned the wrong guy, so that could lead to a rematch.
They did that on SmackDown, and it's been a little while since WWE has heavily repeated themselves like that obviously.
Oh, I know, but they were. It's for a moment there, it looked like they were going in that direction, but they didn't. Uso's,
well, if they had they gone in that direction, I wouldn't have had a problem with it, because I don't think these four guys are done with each other.
No, but you got to figure out a new way for the Wyatts to get back in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they've lost two pay-per-views in a row. It would have made more sense if they were going for another pay-per-view match, maybe to split the victories up a little bit. But
well, we'll just have to wait to find out what happens for SummerSlam as far as the tag titles go, I think.
Most likely, I have a feeling Stardust is going to play a factor. But we'll see.
Oh, great.
Just call it a hunch.
A hunch in, like, they got pay-per-view time without a match?
See, you're following along. That's why I had the hunch.
Yeah.
And there's the finish of the match on the network right now. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm a couple of seconds behind you because I'm watching a stream of the stream, so.
Yeah, good luck to the Usos on that finish, because... That was kind of that was precarious for a minute.
It just looked like one of them was having a real hard time balancing himself. It was almost like he was suffering from a little bit of dizziness and shit. Couldn't quite plan himself.
Well, you can tell
right now.
Yeah, as soon as they got up there, they're just like, "Fuck it, jump."
Yep, it's like we can't stay up here. Okay, let's go. So. But yeah, very entertaining match, and it really set a tone. And what did you say in the chat, Omega, that the bar was set really high for the rest of the pay-per-view?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I think it did. But as soon as this was over, we got a backstage thing going on with Seth Rollins. And wouldn't you know, he gets attacked by Dean Ambrose. But wait a minute. Guess what happened to Dean Ambrose?
What?
Triple H kicked him out of the building. And we're like, what the f- is the, what, no match? Are they really selling this feud or what?
How dare he do such a thing?
I mean, come on. And so, what'd you guys think? Did you think that they were going to let him come in just to have this match and then kick his ass out again or what?
You guys are here to fight. Stop fighting.
How dare you fight backstage? You're supposed to fight in the ring, goddammit.
No, I'm sorry, Rock. Omega was good. Yours just sucked ass.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I catch this and the announcer's talking about it. I'm thinking, well, shit. The match that I was looking forward to, the one that I figured would wind up being by default match of the night, the one that would have really put this pay-per-view over the top, and it's not gonna happen.
Go buy SummerSlam.
Piss me off.
Resubscribe to the network.
Yeah, they're teasing you. 4 more weeks. Gotta wait.
There you go. And I'd just like to say hi to somebody I haven't seen in our chat room in a long time. Jersey Girl's back. Hi, Amy. Good to see you again. We missed you. Right, guys?
Yes.
Yes. Don't be rude.
Who was being rude?
You were.
How was I being rude?
The way you said yes was just really rude. It was very pretentious and like, oh, it's you. Yeah, we missed you. That was just implied to be rude.
She made news. Well, she didn't technically make news, but she was all over the internet.
Yeah?
Because her picture with Bray Wyatt went on every goddamn news site showing off his black eye. Yeah. Did you not see that?
So it was like viral.
She went viral.
So she's the cold.
Yes.
What the fuck? Anyway, moving on.
We're gonna have a talk later.
Yeah, this whole thing where Ambrose and Rollins wind up not having the match, that'll lead to something in a couple of minutes we'll get to. But up next, it's the Divas title match. Paige scoring off against her friend, AJ.
Frenemy.
Just something sounds wrong with that word, frenemy. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But, thoughts and opinions on the match, Mace?
Eh.
Didn't really get into it that much?
Not really.
Mm.
This is one of those matches where I was like, I'm going to go look at something else now.
Okay, there you go. Well, what did you think, Omega?
It had some sloppy spots I could have done without.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't a... I wouldn't call it a bad match. I just wouldn't call it a pay-per-view quality match, especially knowing what both are capable of.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Paige really held back.
Like, what was it? Was she tentative, or was she coming across like she was trying to remember things that she was told she had to do?
Very tentative. She was supposed to, like... That spear where she tried to tackle AJ out of the ring, she just, like... Sort of did it. Like, she could have... I guess she didn't want to hurt AJ, so she was very hesitant to try to run and really tackle her out, and just came across really awkward. It's like they slowly tumbled out. When, you know, you watch Big E, he slams into a guy, and they just fall out of the ring, or just in general, when you tackle someone out of the ring, you just fall out. She just sort of gingerly tackled her out of the ring and just came off very awkward.
Okay, well, with this pedigree that she has coming from England and being the English version of the Von Erich family or the Hart family, do you think maybe she should go back to NXT, get a little bit more seasoning under her belt?
I don't think that's not the issue. Something must have been drilled in her, don't injure AJ or something. I don't know. She just seemed like she was holding back, and maybe that's going to play into the story where she's sort of it's a frenemy thing. Maybe that's what they're going for, where she was hesitant to do something. And
Okay, wait a minute. So you're thinking that maybe this hesitancy that she was displaying was part of the storyline thing where she, you know, doesn't want to hurt her friend?
It could be. I'm trying to go for a reason why, maybe. But it just seems...
Okay, so you're making excuses.
A little bit.
Kind of.
I'm just rambling at this point. Someone can tell me to cut off and someone else talk.
Yeah, we'll cut you off right about there. You know, with the caliber of wrestling that we know AJ is capable of, because we've seen her for, you know, as Divas Champion for what, a record setting 295 days?
300 and something, wasn't it?
It was 200.
No, it was in the 200s.
It was like 294, 295 days, something like that. We've heard and read, all this stuff about Paige, but I have yet to see that, and Mason and I have gone back and forth several times about, you know, I'm tired of watching Paige because they're not letting her show what she's capable of. Mace's counter argument, which is, totally, viable and the most likely one, is that she's the new, you know, she's the new kid in town, the new girl in class, a low person on the totem pole as a result, and, she's gotta let everybody else shine before she gets her chance to. But if that's the case, why is she in such a high profile match so quickly?
Lack of ideas because and development in the Diva. Yeah, lack of development in the Diva division.
Mm-hmm. So, Lamans in the chat room's got a point. You know, her mic skills need a lot of work. I mean, the way when she gets on that microphone, she's worse than a Canadian wrestler talking. Who isn't named Chris Jericho or Edge?
Well, you got to remember, she's also English, very, very English.
Yep.
That accent doesn't come across very well to American fans. A lot of Americans can't really tell what people are saying because of accents.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless it's a southern one.
Like that, Omega.
That subtle dig, whether it was intended or not, it was very amusing. So, yeah, you know, to me, she looked a little lost at times, and this match could have been so much more than it really was. You know, I've seen worse Diva matches, title or non-title, than this one was, but this one, I think, you know, it disappointed because we know it could have been so much more.
And another reason could they be, and it also just felt like a lot tonight, holding back, because what's coming is going to be a bigger deal than tonight.
Well, if that's the case, then retroactively I can, you know, change my opinion. But as of right now, I'm not, because I haven't had reason to since she's debuted on the main roster.
That's fine. I'm throwing out scenarios for why it was seemed off.
Yeah, it sounds more like you're doing a lot of wishful thinking and hoping.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm hoping for a better showdown. Though I did like the finish to this match, though. They actually got into a bit of a groove towards the very end.
Yeah, in the last, what, minute and a half?
Minute and a half. It was a nice transition into the Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
In the match, a nice escape of the PTO by AJ, and she actually hit what they called the Shining Wizard.
Yes, thank you very much. Getting tired of it being called the High Knee Lift.
Maybe. Okay, just playing conspiracy theorist here, you know, putting on the tinfoil hat. Mm-hmm. Have you thought the quality of this match could have been something as simple as one of them had a late arrival? And it was basically, hey, let's go over and practice the finish, and everything else we'll call in the ring.
I don't know. I'll let you know in about the next 7 minutes as the match is now on.
Because it's like going on the screen right now. But yeah, no, Mace, you bring up a very relevant point. There have been a couple of times when I was doing Canadian All-Pro, when waiting for Mike Briggs to get into town from Rimby, which is like a 2-hour drive for the poor kid after work. Just to make to the show on time, everybody's all like, nah, 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 he's not here yet, you know, and they're all, and then they find out, well, he couldn't get out of work, and he hauled his ass, and he actually sped to get to the, show. And, he only had, you know, enough time to go over the last 5 minutes of his match with whoever his opponent was, and you can tell that the last 5 minutes of that match you know, those were the, that was the length of time that, they had figured out, and the rest of it was choppy. I can see where you're pulling that from, Mace.
I'm pulling that from my own personal experience. I've had a guy rock up probably about 10 minutes till door time, and he basically walked in the door. It's like, quick, let's jump in the ring, we'll practice, finish everything else, we'll call in the ring. It was an absolute fucking clusterfuck of a match. Because all we had was the finish planned and practiced. Everything else was called on the fly, and it's like, great. You have no idea of my experience or what I can and can't do, so calling it in the ring is not the best idea.
Yeah, when you call it in the ring, it's good if you both know each other and you've wrestled each other, you've worked together for a while, and like you're saying, knowing what each other can and cannot do. So... But, yeah, hopefully, you know, this all gets better and, we're treated to a really good, quality Divas match at SummerSlam next month. I'm hoping anyway.
I'm hoping as well, because they're going to probably have another contender for a Divas match probably on that show, so.
Good quality Divas match. I don't think I've ever heard those words in the same sentence before.
Did you not notice how I almost, like, tripped on it, like I had a speech impediment when I said it?
Charlotte versus Nat.
It's like you weren't even believing what you were saying.
Yeah. I confess.
I'm going to say Charlotte versus Natty at TakeOver. Just.
Okay, yeah.
Saying.
That's a good Divas match.
But it was technically called Divas yet because it's NXT Women's Champion.
Okay, AJ versus...
Well, it can be called a diva.
Okay.
Okay, half divas match.
It's a half diva match. So a half diva match is better than a full-out one.
AJ versus Natty on main event from a few months ago was really good as well. There's examples of it. You know the common...
We have to go, like, back to the era of Trish.
You know the common, common answer in that is Natty in those matches?
Oh, yeah.
There's a thread there. Natty's good, let's face it.
Just a little bit.
So, okay, up next, it's time for Rocky Four and a Half, the sequel. For those of you who don't get it, I'm talking Rusev taking on Jack Swagger. And I'll tell you, this is a way better match than I expected. And, you know, Lana's working on the crowd to generate heat. Of course, her ass was working on heat and Mace up, probably. Just making that assumption.
To be honest, before we actually get into the match,
yep.
Can I just say a little bit deplorable by the WWE this week to even reference Vladimir Putin in the positive? I know they're trying to keep the heel heat, but given the tragedy of MH17 that happened earlier this week, you'd
Malaysian
think they'd Airlines. At least forget. Yeah, Malaysian Airlines MH17. You'd think that they'd sort of go, maybe we shouldn't do that this week.
Yeah, the problem is they had it already set out before all of that even...
Fuck off!
You know, and...
They have switched shit on the fucking fly 10 seconds before somebody goes out the fucking door. They've done it before, they could have done it again.
Yeah.
They just didn't think it would have affected it as badly.
They treaded a nice line, though.
They were very, very careful about being exceedingly vague with this, which was a smart thing to do. I mean, we didn't get any Jason Biggs moments.
yeah, thankfully.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody here knows what I'm referencing. Not just you guys, but those tuned in to listen to us.
In the dark.
Jason Biggs gets on Twitter a couple of days after the Malaysian Airlines attack.
Same day.
And,
Same day.
Oh, it was the same day. And he said something about selling us or not having stock or selling stock or whatever in Malaysian Airlines.
Something to that effect, yes.
Yeah. Something like that. And, of course, he was referencing not one problem, but two. The second one being, of course, an airliner that disappears completely off the face of the earth, and nobody can find it for 4 months. And they still haven't found the damn thing. And I just like that camera work. That's good camera work. Anyway, never mind. Divas match is on right now. They got the camera on when AJ's in the chokehold.
And the thing was, anyone want to buy my Malaysian Airlines frequent flyer miles?
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
That was
so.
That was
wow. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, Jason! You shouldn't do that. Remember, you're Jewish. And then I thought, don't tweet that because that's just as harsh.
Rob wanted to tweet something because, you know, we have the hashtag Blame Rob gimmick. But he didn't want to be unfollowed by Diana Hart Smith, so he thought twice about tweeting it.
Well, that was very smart on Rob's part. I will give him kudos for that.
Because she follows him on Twitter, at CB Radio GOE, if anyone else wants to follow.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I know. Diana's awesome. She's just a real rockin' girl. So.
But that was his thought process. I don't want to be unfollowed.
Well, there you go, kids. Be careful what you say on Twitter because people will block your ass and unfollow your ass.
Pretty much, yes.
Pretty much, yeah. But let's get into it here. The crowd really got into this match, and I was impressed. It was better than I waited. You know, this is my surprise match, my surprise of the night. I was not expecting this to be anywhere near a quarter as good as it was because it was Jack Swagger and Rusev. But these guys, I think, really put on an entertaining match, guys.
It was fairly interesting. And once again, Swagger getting cheers still confuses the crap out of me.
Yeah, I'm like,
but given the situation and the storyline, yeah, okay, let's roll with it.
Let's go, Swagger. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, exactly.
Did I just see that? What,
clip?
What's the sound I'm hearing when Swagger? Let's go, Swagger, and cheering? What?
Yeah. Let's go, Swagger. What did I say?
it's fairly good match between the two. A lot better than to be expected. And to think, out of all the people that have gone up against Rusev in the last few months, the one that actually gets a half-decent match out of him is Swagger.
Yep.
The all-American, American, American, American.
Oh,
the
yeah.
man who has botched and hurt so many people is the one that gets a good match out of him.
So there you go. Just rile up Jack Swagger and tell him he's got to do it for his country, and he doesn't fuck up as much.
What about he should have worn his actually red, white, and blue singlet if he's representing USA? It would have been a little bit of
I think it's time to take him out of the black.
Yeah,
he's not evil Swagger anymore.
Or if you're gonna leave him in black, just add some blue and white into it with the red.
Well, just go all the way and make the singlet the American flag.
Just give him Kurt Angle's old wardrobe.
You don't even need to do that. He has the wardrobe from his early days in WWE. He has it. Just bring it back.
I'm sorry, I just have Kurt Angle's music playing in the back of my head. His WWE music, that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rusev, he gets the win by countout, but and only barely. I guess you could say Swagger was knocked the fuck out after the rev counts 10 and Rusev wins. He goes out and rolls Swagger back into the ring and throws him in the Acolyte after the match. Meh.
Is that better, Tim?
It's not playing in the back of my head anymore. Thank you. All I'm going to hear all fucking night long now.
You're welcome.
At least it's not the version that Kurt Angle sung himself.
I don't suck. I don't Okay, don't, because I don't need to hear that one now.
Get started.
Give it about 30 more seconds.
I have something to say.
Here it goes.
Gee, and we wonder why wrestlers don't transition into singing more often.
Because they suck. Except for Mickey James. But you have to like hardcore country. So, yeah, I enjoyed the match. Didn't like them coming out doing the whole pre-match thing. At least they didn't show Putin.
They did in the intro.
Well,
yeah.
It's in Rusev's Titantron.
No, and Lana brought it up as well. She did make reference to it.
Yeah. But other than that, it was a lot more than I expected. It was my surprise of the night, guys.
Oh, and Tim? Country! There you go. There's some hardcore country for you.
You're like the Winamp Ninja.
It's all of his soundboards that he's learned to keep at the ready at our expense, Omega. You should have heard what he did about you last week when you weren't here.
He just needs to work the timing a little bit better, because the rim shot from last night, not quite good.
I really wasn't paying attention for the rim shot last night.
Was not quite there, was it?
No, I really wasn't.
Yeah, Rock needs to work on his rimming. We're getting better.
I had to raise the volume back up. That's why it took longer.
I was wondering, like, what the hell? You guys all went, oh, did my internet die again?
Because when I lowered Hardcore Country, I forgot to raise it back up.
It's like, oh, Tim, yeah. That's all
that's,
I need.
That's all right. I caused the internet to crash last night.
Anyway.
Blueberry cake is really good. Blueberry loaf cake. Cake loaf. So, absolutely nothing to do with the pay-per-view.
I say we go to break.
Well, before we go to break, let's just get this out of the way, and then we'll come back. I think it's only fair. Seth Rollins makes his way out, but, you know, like, what's going on? Has Dean Ambrose been kicked out of the building? Is he going to get a win by forfeit? Well, there you go. And that's exactly what happens. Totally takes away the potential match of the night, you know? Wonderful. We're not going to see Ambrose beating up on Seth Rollins tonight.
King Kins is screaming, we don't need a break.
Wait a minute. Seth Rollins is getting beat up by Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose made his way back into the... Some security guys are going to get fired, dudes.
Yeah.
It's wrestling security.
In other words, Keystone Cops. They're only good when they're supposed to be.
And yes, Seth Rollins did win by forfeit.
He did. So that counts, by the way, for if you pick Rollins to win the match. That does count on a technicality if you picked him.
Yes.
If you didn't pick him, uh-huh.
I'm just going to say this. Lindsay's a mole, and we'll talk about it Thursday on the Rack. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
How is Lindsay the mole?
Because she called no contest,
saying
the match wouldn't even happen.
Well, there's a difference between calling it a no contest and winning by forfeit.
But, okay, she got most of it right until they...
She was mostly right.
Mostly right. So she's mostly...
But she wasn't right.
She was mostly the mole.
But this is not horseshoes and hand grenades.
We'll talk about it Thursday, Tim.
She's Dolphin 1928.
What?
You don't know who Dolphin 1928 is?
The Reddit guy.
No.
The Reddit guy who was predicting all the matches correctly and thought there was a WWE league, yada, 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 that guy.
Oh.
Oh, Tim was gone for most of that. Tim was disappeared for a while during that.
I was on hiatus.
You were on hiatus for that.
I was on hiatus. I was on hiatus. But, yeah, so we actually did get Ambrose beaten down on Seth Rollins, at least, as Seth was trying to make his way to the back. But, hey, like we got Triple H coming out to get into Dean's face, you know, making sure he's kicked out. Dean gets carried out by security. Well, this is a poor second to a match I was expecting, but I guess I'll have to deal with it. What wouldn't you say?
Yes, you're going to have to deal with it.
I wonder, are we done with Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose for the rest of the pay-per-view? Well, you'll just have to keep tuning in to find out. Everybody, we're going to take our first little timeout here of the night, our likely last timeout of the night here on WTR Sunday night. By the way, you're listening to WrestleTalk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We got the rest of the battle round coming up for you right on the other side of this break. And I just want to say rest in peace to James Garner, who in the 60s was Brett Maverick, and in the 70s, Jim Rockford from the Rockford Files, passing away last night at the age of 86. About when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you done the battle here.
I told you, I told you. not the pelvic thrust. That looks like Cthulhu in the sky. Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't know.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I've heard this one twice now. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless ours, made in America.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's Boots to Asses time!
From the big returns...
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost! Jarvis! Jake the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments...
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins now hits us off the Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Once in a while, we here at Wild Talk Radio Network are asked to fill in the blank.
Motherfucker! What the heck? Oh, God, this game is just reaming me tonight. Okay, folks. If you could fuck anyone in the world, who would you choose? The Pretty Pretty Princess dress-up board game, Your Virgin Soul, Mr. Clean right behind you, or Fuck You, I'm Spider-Man? You know what? Someone had it right in the title, Fuck You, I'm Spider-Man.
So, you would fuck Spider-Man?
Well, it's not going to be Mr. Clean right behind me, even though that would probably be how it works.
Who needs to shine without streaking, without risking?
So convincing.
Is it wet? Is it dry?
You know the answer, you know the guy.
Mr. Clean's the man.
Oh, come on, that little plastic head you're supposed to comb the hair on in that game is so hot.
Behold the fair Princess Gwendolyn. Of course, I wasn't always as glamorous. You see, a long time ago in a kingdom far away, I was playing this game called Pretty Pretty Princess. It was my turn, and I got the royal earrings, the necklace, the ring, then I got the crown, and pose! Here I am, Pretty Pretty Princess Gwendolyn, and the ruler of the entire universe.
Pretty Pretty Princess, the jewelry dress-up game from Golden.
Dude, we need to clip that. Can we please clip that? That needs to go into a commercial somewhere.
Oh, God. We do not need that as a commercial.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Which means tomorrow night on WTR.
Oh, man.
Are you happy you found us?
Yes, I thank the Lord every day for all of this.
Join us for Cards Against Humanity when the clock strikes evil right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have a single earth.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Wrestle Talk Radio. We are in the middle of, well, I guess the second half, looking through and reviewing Battleground.
Give me a second. I got to turn the light on my phone off.
You got to turn the
somebody light on. Somebody seriously, during that entrance. We need one person with a very, very loud voice going, all right, everybody, to the right, now to the left. Come on, everybody, in unison.
Get them all doing it the same way.
The ward knife, exactly. You assholes.
Well, that just goes to prove that the majority of people in the audience are white. They've got no rhythm.
Well, like even
okay, no,
see,
no, no,
like,
no, 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 no. Down at Full Sail, not too far from the arena tonight. Guess what? They had people who could do that with their arms in fucking unison. It didn't require any organization or anything. They just fucking did it. You go to the main roster and people go...
Well, here's the thing. Like, you see that wave at a concert or something. The guy on stage starts going left, right, and the crowd starts trying to follow his motion. There's always one asshole going the opposite direction.
So there's a bunch of assholes in the crowd?
Well, it's WWE.
It is Tampa.
There you go.
Not a big fan of Tampa, Omega?
Once a year, yes.
Okay.
For like 4 days. It's good.
Yeah, like last weekend, I love Tampa.
The other 51 weeks of the year?
Not so much.
Not so much.
Well, by the music that we came in on, it's time to talk Bray Wyatt taking on Chris Jericho. And during the match, I noticed that the crowd was, it sounded like there was pretty much 50-50 with the chants. Although Y2J seemed to be a little bit louder than Bray Wyatt.
It's the Y2J factor. At this point, he's just like permanently over.
Well, he lives in Tampa. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
No, it's got nothing to do with it. It's
he's not built in Tampa.
Bray Wyatt's from the Tampa area.
Yeah, it's just because they have fucking houses there.
Bray, it's like when the week Jericho came back, so many people were going, oh, so Bray Wyatt's now like somebody that everybody hates? I'm like, no, it's Jericho. The guy comes back. He's already over as fuck. He's already one of the best promo guys in the business. Period.
Yep.
When you have, you know, Bray Wyatt, a guy whose star is just starting to rise versus God, I'm one of the people who are going to side with.
But before we get into the match, they actually let him out to talk this weekend. He actually did media, which was surprising.
And you didn't get that for Lindsay?
Huh?
He's out doing media, and you couldn't score anything?
Who knew he was doing media? You were in Tampa. You could have got him.
I didn't know where he lived.
Well, now you do. Go catch him with a net.
No! Only one person on this network has a Wyatt net. You know it's not me.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm an AJ net.
I thought it was an RVD net.
No, I had one, but it's hemp, so it went away.
I see.
you just decided to make a really, really cool shirt out of it. Come on, tell the truth.
Anyway.
Wyatt, Jericho.
Just waiting for him to tell the truth. He doesn't want it. That's fine. Whatever. Let's talk about the match then. What do you want to say? It's Chris Jericho and Bray Wyatt in the same ring at the same time, beating on each other. Yay!
It's disappointing.
I got my $9.99, Wes.
So talk about the match.
I got my $9.99, Wes.
So you say like, that's all it was worth?
It's what I paid for it. I got my money's worth. I'm happy.
There you go. Question is, would you have been happy if you had to spend 30 or 40 or 50 bucks for it? Probably not so much.
Something more.
There you go. Omega?
I like the match for what it was. I'll keep repeating this. I would have happily paid just to see them, you know, work mics back and forth for 15 minutes, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was a decent match between the two. I have no genuine issue with it other than it's Jericho and Wyatt, so, yeah, maybe I expected, you know, walls to be broken down here.
Well, yeah, definitely. It wasn't a five-star Matt classic, but it was a solid match. It was, it was very watchable. It was entertaining. How many people were surprised that Jericho pulled out the win?
I honestly was, just because, you know, Jericho's at this point in his career where it's mostly about getting the other guy over. So unless, you know, they might be running this all the way to SummerSlam to make that happen.
And probably past.
But it's nice because
a multi-match program like he was running with Cena.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like every time Jericho comes back, it feels like he's returned to be the jobber to the stars for a few months and then go off with Fozzy again. So it's nice of him for his first pay-per-view match back to actually get a win and, you know, prove he's still got it right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't really look rusty, but...
Jericho never looks rusty.
I'm just thinking really quickly, did I ever see him ever look rusty? And, yeah, you're right.
Crazy, usually it's that DDP yoga.
We haven't known each other a long time.
No, not at all. You guys, you know. I was just sort of surprised how, just at the finish, when Alec, you know, it came out of nowhere. This was the second time Bray's been pinned, I should say, in a match. Yeah. And for a second, it just seemed very anticlimactic.
Okay.
Climactic.
Climactic.
Yeah, don't forget that it's climactic. Climactic is about the weather.
Yes. Climactic?
Yes. It was climatic yesterday here in Alberta. We had a tornado warning.
Yes, yes, you did. Today you had black clouds.
Yeah, that was cool. No, literally, it dropped the temperature right down.
I bet it did.
Welcome to the Weather Talk Radio Network.
And we're going to show you the maps.
At least we're not broadcasting during a tornado.
No, yeah. No.
There's a reference only the people on this call right now are going to get.
Probably. Well, okay, I can see one person in the chat getting it.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know. I broadcast through a hurricane, if that counts.
Doesn't count.
I'm in Florida.
And we've established Florida doesn't
Mother
matter.
Nature comes to get drunk here.
Like we established earlier, Florida really didn't matter, so...
No, no, no. Mother Nature goes to the Bahamas, Cuba, Jamaica to get drunk, and then treats Florida like its wife when it comes home.
That's where Mother Nature comes for spring break and then forgets to leave.
One thing of note that did happen, the two other guys got tossed out. Rowan and Harper were actually ejected from ringside by the referee.
Why does any referee let them stick around?
Because they're technically managers and they're allowed to be there.
But this happens every time.
They make
don't point shit out that you're not supposed to pay attention to.
It's wrestling logic.
It's like inviting Hannibal Lecter to a party and go, well, maybe he won't eat someone's brain out of their skull this time.
Geez, Lana just walked by on the screen, and the Eminem song just flashed into my head. Okay. There she goes, shaking that ass on the floor.
Oh, don't even start, Tim.
I just saying, that's all. Damn. So, yeah. Jericho wins with a surprise Codebreaker. And people are like, what? How come he won?
This is another one of those matches where I feel like they were just holding back because the bigger match is to come at SummerSlam.
At SummerSlam, yeah. And I'll agree with you on that one. The bigger match, they're not done by a long shot. They got at least two more to go. Likely two more to go, yes. And I think what they're doing is just doing a build-up so the final match will be the knockdown, drag-out barn burner that everybody's hoping it will be. Complete, hopefully, with a good back and forth on the microphones between the two of them.
We're going to have plenty of time.
So, we've got that to look forward to. But after this match, we go backstage. We see Seth Rollins being escorted out by security so he doesn't get beat up. And then he's out in the parking lot and says, yeah, you know what, security? We're out in the parking lot with all of these parked cars where people can be hiding in, so I don't need you around anymore. Go ahead, take off.
Especially with that one car.
Well, I don't know about you, but okay, I just... Guy. Yeah, I was keeping my eye on the ambulance.
But yeah, well, the ambulance, that's a magic trick. That's to draw the eye.
Yeah, well, it worked.
It's literally like, guys... We've reached the darkest, most shadowy area of the entire grounds. There are more corners and dark spots here than anywhere else. I got this.
Yep. And wouldn't you know it, he decides after taking three or four steps to stop and look around, and it's like you're watching a really bad horror movie where, you know, it just proves that the blonde guy with the beard is an idiot.
Waiting for Batman to fucking jump him.
It's not Batman. It's Ambrose.
He almost has the look.
No, he's got the Joker look to him.
Yeah,
he's close enough.
He actually does.
The Joker was a good guy.
He actually does have like a lot of like Heath Ledger mannerisms to him in promos.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably one of the reasons why people find him to be so entertaining when he gets on the mic and talks.
So when did you know it? He jumped out of the trunk.
Yes, he did. He climbs out of the trunk of the car that Seth Rollins was obviously driving.
So he...
Once again, security, not doing their jobs. Escort this man off the property.
Yeah, but this time...
I didn't say to the car, I said off the property.
Well, he maybe got off the property and just ran back. They didn't wait. They threw him off the property. They went back.
Dane, you stay on the other side of the road. Dane, stay. Okay. We're going to turn around and go back, and we don't want you to see you over here again, okay?
Okay, I'll stay.
Fucking
you don't have to wait outside. I'll just stay here. You can go in. Watch the rest of the show. I won't do anything.
By the way, which one is Seth's car?
The
silver one? Okay, no reason.
Why did you want to know again?
look, never you mind, never you mind. Hey, does anyone remember how to pop a trunk open?
Well, those things, you know, they have a little button on the side of the driver's seat. Why are you asking?
But then he has to break into the...
Well, no, because it's Tampa. It's hot, so the windows are rolled down.
Okay.
Keeps the car from getting too hot. Okay, my brain hurts trying to apply logic to the whole situation. Fuck, Dean Ambrose is hiding in the trunk. That's it. And he pops out.
Dean's just a magic fucking ninja. End of story.
There you go. So, yeah, that was a little more entertainment. I don't know. You know, I'm going to understand that everybody would have preferred a match between these two tonight. And them not having an actual match tonight did its job, as far as I'm concerned. Pissed people off to the point where, God damn it, that pissed me off. Well, I'm going to definitely watch SummerSlam because they're going to fight then.
They're doing a good job keeping them apart, and I hope they don't actually have a match in any form until SummerSlam, because remember on Monday, they took Dean out of the six-man, so they would not actually go head-to-head. I hope they wait for that encounter.
It won't happen at SummerSlam. It'll happen at the one afterwards, you know, when everybody is supposed to resub to the network.
Mm-hmm. So, I, you know, talk about resubbing up, re-upping for the network. What's the likelihood of everybody who did sign up dropping? I mean,
Your hardcores might drop. There are a lot of people who are going, well, there's not really much in the realm of new stuff here. It's all the old pay-per-views, which a lot of people have seen. A lot of your hardcores will probably have collections of stuff on hard drives. So that doesn't really appeal to them. Then you'll have the ones that'll go, alright, I can justify paying $9.99 a month just for the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. A lot of those, you'll probably get about 50% of those, if not higher, resubbing. The people who have seen all the old stuff might go, it's not really worth it, and drop off.
And then you got the five fans who go, oh my god, John Cena's the WWE champion again. Cancel my subscription.
Yeah, all resubs five of them.
Next day.
Yeah. So. But, yeah. That was all fun. But now it's time for the Battleground Battle Royal.
Where was Rob Van Dam?
Nowhere to be found. Smoking dope with his wife.
A little surprising, because he was advertised for it. A little bit surprising.
Oh, he was supposed to be in it, wasn't he?
That's why I went, where's Rob Van Dam? He was all...
Yeah, it just never dawned on me until, like, just now. It's like, oh, shit, you're right, he is supposed to be
in it. He was being promoted to be in this Battle Royal, and...
Well, maybe he had a joint, fell asleep, and forgot about it. Because, let's face it, pot makes you sleepy.
Oh, he's not Jeff Hardy.
No, with Rob Van Dam, him not being there, there's got to be a good, you know, he's got to have a good reason. A good excuse for not showing.
Damian Sandow, though, he knew he was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
With his outfit.
So I was like, with a name like Battleground, I expected him to come out dressed like Custer or something.
Yeah, how was he dressed tonight?
He was dressed like a fucking tourist.
Yeah, he had his bathing trunks on and a white...
They didn't even put a costume on him. It's like literally he was like hanging at the beach all day and went, oh shit, I've got a match, and ran back.
That's why I was saying he was dressed to be in Florida.
Complete with sand in his sandals. Well, yeah, we're not going to worry about listing everybody that's in the match because there's just a lot of them. And Rob was supposed to, but according to WrestleZone, thank you, Jersey Girl, Rob Van Dam was injured. Now,
right.
Yeah, that comes from WrestleZone, so take it for what
he used. Supposedly, he was tweeting about the match at 4 p.m. today, so chances are he probably got stoned somewhere and passed the fuck out.
So you're kind of sort of agreeing with what I said.
Pretty much.
He joint and went to sleep.
Yeah.
But he can get away with it because he's Rob Van Dam. So kicking off the Battleground Battle Royal, was anybody surprised that Kali was ganged up on?
They ganged up on the big guy? Wow.
Well, the biggest guy.
The biggest guy, oh right. Because Ryback's the big guy.
The big guy.
The big guy.
So, yeah.
Fucking Care Bear tonight.
But you got eliminations right off the hop like Xavier Woods, Zack Ryder. Then Kali actually got eliminated third out. Sin Cara, R-Truth, Curtis Axel, you know, I'm not keeping track of any of this anymore.
Hold on. Bo Dallas was so excited when he eliminated Sin Cara, and even more excited when he eliminated Titus O'Neil.
Like he was celebrating.
He was. He jumped so high in the air like a goofball.
That just reminds me of whenever the Toronto Maple Leafs hockey team, you know, record a shot on net, the celebration they have.
Because it's a rare occurrence.
Is what I'm saying. I'm not talking about scoring a goal. I'm talking about, you know, shooting the puck on net. But a couple of times we saw some really fun stuff between Kofi Kingston and Cesaro.
Like a Cowboys win.
Yes, there you go. That's four Kane kittens, by the way.
Or a Cubs win.
I don't know any Cubs fans.
Well, you know, he's won the call. He's long
off rock.
No. I didn't make the joke. That was Mace's joke.
Yeah, you know, this is why I'm laughing. It's because he told you to piss off. It was Mace who typed it, but you said it. And, of course, King Kids isn't stupid enough to tell Mace to piss off.
Sneaky, sneaky.
You devious bastard.
I don't care. Football season starts in about 6 or 7 weeks, so it'll be more fun around here.
So it starts in 6 or 7 weeks. Okay, so in 8 weeks, I've got to book my table to watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I'm not kidding. I have to book the table in like October.
Right, which you won't see the Cowboys in. So,
oh, King Kittens just did.
Oh, it's never ever about who's in the game. It's all about getting people together, eating buffalo wings and drinking beer. So
I know this, but I was taking another shot. That one you could tell me to piss off about. Anyway. Back to
Wait a minute. You're saying the NFL starts in 6 to 7 weeks?
Something like that. September.
And the Cowboys have already been eliminated from playoffs.
That joke went to Tim Stein.
Yeah, that was me. Anyway, yeah. Gotta love Kofi Kingston in these battle royals, man.
He got eliminated by Cesaro. But Big E caught him on his shoulders.
That was awesome. That really was. Way to go, Big E.
Cesaro and Kofi were having this awesome exchange in between this everything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, for a little while, it was just like the match was literally like Kofi versus Cesaro plus, you know, 18 of their closest friends.
Yeah. Well, at one point, Cesaro's keeping himself from falling off the apron by holding on to all of Kofi's hair. That would hurt.
It would hurt. But we gotta talk about the biggest surprise in this one.
Ooh. The biggest surprise? Are you talking about the one-man band?
The one-man band.
Oh,
Heath
yeah.
Slater eliminated Cesaro.
And what was the first thing Mace said?
Fuck. Well, there goes any chances of Cesaro ever getting a fucking push.
Well, no, you can be eliminated by a washed up never was in a battle royal and not have it hurt you.
So
yeah, but that washed up never was Heath fucking Slater.
So
the winch
shit could have been worse. The only thing that would have been worse if Cesaro was eliminated by fucking Zack Ryder.
Oh, that would have been painful.
So who's getting swung into the fifth row tomorrow? Heath Slater.
Heath Slater.
yeah, you're figuring on that. Whether it's a match or not, book it, it's going to happen.
Wendy's isn't allowed in Switzerland.
Yeah, so yeah, the Wendy's chick eliminated Cesaro. That's awesome.
So it came down to
Sheamus eliminated Slater, and then Bo Dallas got eliminated, and it came down to Sheamus versus Ziggler. What, this is for the title? The winner of these two?
Yeah, so...
Really?
Yeah.
So Sheamus got eliminated by Ziggler. So Ziggler's the champion.
Yay!
Wait a minute.
What?
What the fuck? Meat Miz snuck in and eliminated Dolph.
Bastard.
Dude, let the internet hate commence.
You know, I picked Dolph Ziggler to win this battle royale, and I was so close, but damn it, Miz.
I got excited there. I honestly forgot Miz was still bouncing around and doing the Edge thing. I was like so happy. Like, oh, finally! They actually gonna use Dolph again. Oh, fuck.
And the look of disappointment on Dolph's face afterwards.
Oh, that was priceless. He's like, fuck, what the fuck? No fucking way. Fuck.
Son of a...
Of course, I was with Mace when Cesar got eliminated and said, fuck, because I picked him too.
Yeah.
Miz wins. Double fuck. Yep. On that face.
Absolutely. Not good. This is why I say let the internet commence. And then, of course, I said, well, you know, now the Miz can go around and yap to Y2J about at least he won a title on his return. And Mace, you had a perfect follow-up for that one. Y2J is main eventing, and he just had a match with Bray Wyatt, so he still wins.
Yeah, pretty much.
More or less.
Just getting the IC belt. Yeah, it doesn't really mean much.
No.
Jericho's still ahead.
So.
Will we see a unification match at SummerSlam?
We keep hearing rumors of it, and of course it took 3 years after we heard the rumors of the WWE World Heavyweight title being merged before it happened. So...
So in 2017, we will see the unification of the U.S. and Intercontinental Championship.
Well, don't be too, you know, don't be too surprised if it does take that damn long.
See some bit on Raw where Sheamus hands that particular IC belt back to the Honky Tonk Man?
You'd have to convince the Honky Tonk Man to actually go back to WWE for that.
Oh, get an Elvis impersonator. No one can tell anymore.
This is true. Oh, but especially nowadays, it has to be Fat Elvis.
Well, yeah.
Well, naturally, yeah. So, yeah, the battleground, you know, the battle royal, it was what it was. A lot of people were disappointed the Miz won, except for Jersey Girl, because she picked him. But, meh. I don't care about whether or not he won. Battle Royal is generally, usually my, you know, my all-time favorite wrestling match. When they do it the proper way, not when they get everybody in there and then start the match, but, Royal Rumble style, where the new guy comes in every 2 minutes.
Well, you gotta realize that type of thing with that many people takes quite a bit of time.
Yeah, and it's not a centerpiece and showcase. I do understand that. I do. I just like the spectacle of the Battle Royal. So. But that's me. Anybody have any other thoughts other than fucking double fuck?
Fuck, fuck, fuck?
That's triple fuck.
Yahtzee! Anyway, moving on. Main event.
All right, whatever. Yeah, it's the Fatal 4-Way. Kane versus Orton versus Reigns versus Cena. And at one point, it looks like what we were expecting, Kane to basically continue being Orton's bitch and protecting him till he turns on him. The other thing we discovered from the Fatal 4-Way Michael Cole doesn't know a crossface from an STF.
No, he doesn't. He really, really doesn't. He just knows, oh, Cena grabbed the head, it's an STF.
He's not as bad as Adam Lee, who will do every single fucking hold or move in the ring wrong.
No, but he should know the name of the move. It's been a move around for over how many decades?
But he should have known an STF from a chicken wing.
Crossface.
Well, from the crossface.
And if he called that a chicken wing, oh my god.
Well, yeah, that was a non-relevant thing, but it was, you know, like the example type idea.
I know, but that would have been something Adam Lee would have called it.
Oh my god, he hit him with the sharpshooter. He punched him.
I mean the six shooter. No, no, Mike, no.
No, no. No.
Jeff Harvey.
Oh, man, that was a great move by Gemini. That's Shelton Benjamin.
You're making me crazy.
Hey, it could have been as bad as Summerfest. Jeremy Piven Reverend.
Yeah, we got the Jeremy.
Yeah. Jeez, Adam Lee going flashbacks. Why does he shoot tennis balls at him? No, no, no. Can someone get Mr. Adam Lee his medicine?
So, yeah.
No, we can't. Jeff already ate it all.
The match did have one massive major eye spot, the big superplex in the corner, where all four of them got involved, and of course Randy was the unfortunate one on the very top.
Before we continue.
Another man who's been waiting anxiously with anticipation, his name is Jeff Harvey.
You're welcome.
Isn't that Paul Harvey's son? Nobody's going to know who Paul Harvey was.
No. Well, no.
Nobody knows him. He's the guy on the radio who tells you the rest of the story. Anyway.
I thought he was the announcer for Double Dare. Anyway.
No.
What was that dude's name?
I don't care.
Oh, God. You gotta be trying to remember it now. Shit.
Not Mark Summers. The other guy.
No, I know not Mark Summers.
There's only one D in Sadly Kane Kitten. Spell properly.
He'll never spell properly.
I mean, I make typos. He's just, you know, okay, I'm grammar Nazi. That's all there is to it. So, did you guys like this main event?
Yeah, it was fun. After the first few minutes, it got really fun.
It was entertaining and enjoyable. It was, you know, predictable in spots, but it wasn't your typical, let's all hate on it because Cena's in the main event again.
This match played out like one of the video games.
It did. And for the record, his name was Harvey. He went by just Harvey for Double Dare, and his first name was John.
John Harvey.
There you go. See, I was, you know, you said Paul Harvey. It was close. Anyway.
Yeah.
Poor Kane, toward the end of this match, took finishers like someone had a fucking cheat code on.
He's just like, fuck. It just reminded me of, what was that last WWE video game I had? I can't remember. I think it was WWE versus SmackDown, the last one that was out, where you had the two separate storylines and the match that you had to fight Kane. I used all the cheat codes, Omega. And I was just the meanest son of a bitch on Kane.
Okay, no. Anytime I had a problem, see, that game had a critical flaw in it, and I think a lot of them still do this. They let you, like, access the movesets.
Yeah.
So you can update their moves as, you know, as they kind of change on the show.
Yep.
So anytime I had trouble with a match in one of the WWE games, I would go into my opponent's moveset, and I would change his finisher to a back roll.
Oh, that's just downright cheating.
That's worse than using the cheat codes, man. I never stooped that low.
It's like, It's hysterical. I get my ass handed me by Kane. He goes for a tombstone, and he just kind of flips over me and does nothing.
Wow. That's so cheap.
Sad.
Anyway, the match. I like that they teased the showdowns between Roman and Cena for a while. That was good.
Yep.
Which, until they finally got into it, and then, hey, it's Superman punch here, Superman punch there. Everybody gets a Superman punch.
Now, that was like a video game. that was like Roman Reigns stores up 5 finishes and hits them all in a row.
Pretty much.
It's just like that Twitter meme that you see out there with Oprah. Everybody gets a Superman punch.
And then everybody got a spear.
So. But yeah, no, it was an entertaining match, and I enjoyed it. It wasn't, again, it wasn't a barn burner by any means. And nobody's surprised with having Cena come out on top. We were all expecting it. I think we all picked Cena.
Considering the poster, the commercial, you know, it was kind of obvious, but everyone on the webs was like, oh my God, Cena's not going to be at Raw tomorrow. Roman's going to win.
Swerve!
Yeah, sorry, there's a poster out there that sort of says different.
Doesn't matter. Today and yesterday, he's missing Raw. They can't put the title on him. Roman's going to win. It's time. Everyone needs to push Roman right now.
Well, what? Yeah, right. No, hold up. Go ahead. I want to hear Mace talk about this. Why should Roman not be pushed yet?
Oh, pure and simple, it's too fucking early. But no, it's like, how could people have that sort of mindset when it's, oh, Cena's missing Raw. He's missing one show.
Two.
No, he's missing... Okay, so he's missing...
Two of the next four.
Okay, so he's missing two Raws in a row. He's also not on the Australian tour either, by the way, which is early August.
We get
the main event of Roman Reigns versus Kane.
But to correct you, he's missing this week, he's then there, and then he's missing. So two of the next three, he's gone.
So what?
We've had
a champion who can go missing for months at a fucking time.
I'm just clarifying. Yeah. You said two in a row. I was just clarifying.
He's working the Rock schedule.
Exactly. Nobody complained when it was the Rock disappearing for a couple of fucking
months. Wait. Everybody complained. Don't even start that. Everyone complained. People did complain that, oh my God, he missed the Raw. He missed SmackDown. But he's the champion. He's not working those house shows. Everybody complained. Don't say they didn't complain. Just point that one out.
Why complain? But
just because he's missing a couple of... What? They're going to put the belt on him for... They're going to put the belt on Roman for 3 weeks and then drop it back to Cena the week before fucking SummerSlam. That makes no sense.
The report went... Last week we posted that WWE leaked the SummerSlam commercial for Brock Lesnar vs. John Cena as seen above. It was noted within WWE how interesting it was that they did not mention the match being for the WWE World Heavyweight title. We've reported on how a title change is rumored for WWE Battleground, and this could be another sign.
Morons.
Someone with a tinfoil hat came up with that.
Yeah, what you said.
So, John Cena wins. He's still your WWE champion.
Da, 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 da.
And clip.
No, don't.
There's no plan B tonight because plan B was scared shitless and ran.
And ran away like a little bitch. So, yeah, and that was pay-per-view. Overall, I was entertained. It wasn't by any means the best pay-per-view WWE has put on this year. It was by no means the worst one I've seen in a while either. I got nothing bad to say about it overall, guys.
I was a little disappointed, but it was an entertaining 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they held back a little. That's that's my overall impression of the show. Solid show.
Yeah.
They just sort of held back.
Yeah, it felt like they were putting on enough of a show to make it a pay-per-view. Thank you to the Wyatt family and Usos for that. But yeah, with SummerSlam coming up, it felt like they were definitely holding back a couple notches so they could really turn it up for the next one.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's face it, SummerSlam is their half-year major pay-per-view, so it's like number two.
Yeah.
And so they want to make it a pretty big thing. Mace, what did you think?
Oh, and there's Bray botching a spot during his match with Jericho.
Was that Bray or was that Jericho or a combination?
It's kind of hard to tell. He went for a swinging gut buster and they didn't quite get all the way there.
Yeah, it looked like it was a combination of the two. It just didn't look right at all.
How did Mace like the pay-per-view?
It was an alright pay-per-view. Like Rock said, that sort of felt like they were holding something back, but considering you've got SummerSlam next month, you really want to sort of put the guys in sort of rest mode for the moment.
Yeah, especially with that black eye that you see on Bray Wyatt there. Holy cow.
Ric Flair.
Black, purple, blue, orange heel.
I saw some yellow.
Yeah.
That's what
someone swapped his eye for an everlasting gobstopper.
Pretty much. That's what a right hand with a Hall of Fame ring can do from Ric Flair. Quite impressive.
God damn, son.
And he's calling that a battle scar, and it's going to be one.
Fucking battle scar?
It'll be the story. I got busted open by Ric Flair in Madison Square Garden.
Are you kidding? I tell you right now, half the planet would be very proud to be able to
say
that.
That's what I mean. It's going to be the story he's going to tell for the next 30 years. You see
I can imagine Bray, like, just before coming out on Raw tomorrow night, so looking in the mirror, punching himself in the face, going, got to make sure it looks good. Got to keep it up. Got to tell the story.
You can't keep that up for 20 years. He's going to eventually do damage if he does.
It worked for Bob Orton.
Bob Orton, he just wore the cast. He didn't hit himself.
Just hire.
It's a lingering injury. It's getting better.
Just hire a very expensive makeup artist to just travel with you everywhere you go and just touch it up.
What's the girl that did Kane's makeup doing these days?
Probably doing Stardust.
Oh, good God, fucking Stardust.
Oh, my God.
Is it just me, or is he, like, I know I made this joke on Twitter and actually got some people laughing.
No.
But he reminds me of a 1990s era Jim Carrey on crack.
So Jim Carrey.
Pretty much.
And that was a joke.
I just got this weird mental image. With Cody doing Cody's doing this gimmick to kind of spoof or take on Big Brother's gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
So just at some point you had the older brother teaching his younger brother how to do makeup.
Yeah.
It's like the Rhodes family is weird.
Well, I did ask if they had the same mama.
I just want to see Dusty's reaction to all this.
No.
Well, he already had a reaction to that once on Raw backstage.
No. Okay, once, but this was before the Stardust gimmick.
Yes, it was.
So I want to see an updated version.
No. Okay. Because you know what WWE would do, and I do not need to see what a 4X gold Lycra suit looks like.
Well,
I hate you for putting that image in my head, Omega.
They are.
And now that he's said it, by SummerSlam.
They are in Florida this week. Dusty lives in Florida.
No.
Ball.
Monday Night Raw.
Ball.
Cameo by Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, no. God.
Yeah, no. Gold dust, star dust, and daddy dust.
If you will.
Plumber dust.
Oh no, we had a good one for him before.
Did it end in dust?
Yeah, it was a dust name.
Okay.
Anyway, pick 'em results, Tim.
Well, we actually had a bunch of people play pick 'em this time around, which is nice to see. And we've got a 1-2-3-4-way tie for first place. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah, I'm in first place. Mace tied with me, so did Jersey Girl and Brittany. Who's Brittany? Brittany must be new.
Someone who was randomly...
Knows
was
Rob.
No, Ace.
Ace.
She was one of the people with Ace last night during CB Radio. Go back and listen to the episode. And we just randomly had her pick people. Same with Danny, the other girl. So we had them just... They were looking on WWE.com and just looking at the pictures and picking people.
Tied for first.
Tied
for first. Aren't you so proud now, Tim?
Yeah, I'll tell you. In second place, well, fifth place, we have Derek B and Omega at 5-3.
Oh, by the way, we should point out, Jersey Girl has, there's an R before the S, King Kittens. Not Jessery Girl?
Yeah, I noticed that he spelled it that way.
Just point one out.
And your favorite Nazi for the night is...
I'm just taking more shots. Hell, I had to have him... He had to keep track of the four people with Ace and Subway and Rob's picks all one time last night. So much fun torturing him. Anyway, continue down the list, Tim.
Sheboygan. Seventh place. We have a massive tie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people go 4-4. Those 9 people are Brent, Chris, Danny, Lindsay, Mark, Michael, who is like that Swedish guy who lives in Sweden or Switzerland or whatever. And I guess he listens to the archives because we're on too late over there. By the way, hello, Michael. Rock, Vincent, and William. What happened, Rock?
I went with the Wyatt family.
He was passed the wrong set of notes.
Man. That's okay. Choosing Harper and Rowan, I lost. I think I was the only one who chose Jericho, for Christ's sakes.
You, Brent, and Ace, and Derek, that I can see.
Well, I'm the only one on WTR who chose Jericho.
All right, then on the network, you and Ace.
Yeah, me and Ace on the network, so.
Yeah.
But in 16th place, speaking of Ace, he tied with Starscream Josh. Get going, Josh. Wow, you're impressive. 3-5.
Wow.
18th place, Robin Subway tied at 2-6.
They're going to be so proud. Anyway. So, there you go. Let's pick 'em. You can play along every month as we do pick 'em for WWE and the rare occasion for TNA because they only do 4 shows a year.
So, how many people do we have doing pick 'em this month?
Like 21, 22, something like that.
Bloody hell.
And Starscream Josh.
That means that there's plenty of people actually pay attention to this show. I'm shocked.
I'm not.
I'm really not.
Listen to our archives, man. So you just need to see the numbers.
Yeah, I know. By the way, before we get to the final segment of the show, I need to ask Mace's opinion on something.
Well, before you ask Mace's opinion, I just want to give Starscream Josh kudos for being really happy that he fucking sucks. Read the chat. Go ahead.
7-14-14, Mace. Your thought.
7-14-14.
What happened on Monday, the commercial, the bats, the paint, the guy, the two generations.
Oh, that thing I've already forgotten about. Wow.
You were so high on it on Monday, and it's gone by Sunday.
You gotta remember, I've been sick since then.
The Crow is gonna be in the next game.
You know what? I really couldn't give a crap less about the Crow version. I'm actually more excited for the Beach Bum Sting. Because I don't know why that's the version that I'm more excited about. Yeah, good to see him in there. I was right, yay. No special edition, boo. But hey, I pre-ordered the games anyway, so I'll end up getting them.
That's what you get.
Well, which means, you know, people will be able to see it when I stream it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do every year.
But yeah, two generations of this thing coming to WWE 2K15. The commercial was really cool.
Yes, hopefully I'll be able to play it by PAX. Which means I'll probably play it like 2 weeks before release.
So that's all I wanted to get to. Now we can finish the show, Tim.
Okay, well, so that just basically wraps up the pay-per-view. Are we? You're not going to make us do quick hits tonight, are you?
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
I guess that means, yeah, you've got quick hits for us.
Now, you all wonder where I come up with some of these questions, and some of them like are very weird.
That's some hell.
And you go, oh, they don't ask these questions. The first question I'm asking, Tim, this one, I think we've asked before, but I'm asking it again. Because
recycled!
There's a reason. Lindsay was on a job interview and was asked this question. If you were a fruit, what type of fruit would you be and why?
Well, okay, you haven't ever asked me that.
She was actually asked this question.
The fuck? What type of fruit would you be? One from Sanford? No, don't do that because of what?
Anyway. Oh, we all know what kind of fruit he would be now, anyway.
No! I don't... Watermelon.
Why?
Oh, God, I'll bite my tongue. Bad jerk.
Out of getting eaten by a black woman.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like Tim likes being eaten by black people.
You were going right there, weren't you, Mace?
Is it just a regular black person or a black sassy woman?
I said a black woman.
Yeah, it doesn't have, if that's the sassy part, then you're cool.
Why sassy?
Because you don't like a black sassy woman?
Who said? I love black women. Black women are awesome.
Anyway, so why would I be a watermelon? That's the legit reason.
Why would I be a watermelon?
Because
I'd be enjoyable in the summertime.
Okay, Mace.
That is the dumbest ass fucking question on the planet.
And it was asked at the job interview. Anyway.
Well, I've got an answer for job interview people.
Mace, what's one device you would want to see added to a mobile phone?
One device I'd like to see added to a mobile phone.
Yes.
That thing that Rock showed me that one time.
God, that could be just been anything.
That was
Oh, you mean for the guy?
Yes. That thing. That was my way of picking on Mason, you getting it without him getting it. Like, you probably showed it to him, too.
He was probably in the Skype chat.
Yep. As a matter of fact, yeah, now that I think about it, it was.
Because it was during this show. Anyway.
That flashlighter.
A thing I'd like to see added to phones, especially in terms of functionality, is the ability for parents to lock down the phone, meaning they lock out every single app except for the one that makes phone calls.
because I remember a day when, you know, a mobile phone or a cell phone to you Americans could only do three things. Make phone calls, send a text message, and play Snake.
Snake.
I remember those days.
Now, these days, kids spend more time on these on their phones than they do actually talking. So let's restrict it down to where it becomes an actual phone again. I know, boo me, evil fun taking mace. But fuck a lot of yous.
Alright, so I didn't catch this on the original airing. He had sunblock on his nose.
Who did? What?
Sandow.
Yeah, he looked like.
Did he come out before or after Titus?
Right after Titus, right before
he. Okay, so I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
He looked like the dude from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, no, he looked at. What was the camp counselor's name on Salute Your Shorts?
Ugg.
He looked like Ugg a little bit. If you really think about it. Anyway. Omega, what's your favorite non-alcoholic drink beginning with the letter O?
Beginning with the letter O.
Beginning with the letter
non-alcoholic?
Non-alcoholic.
There's no such thing.
I'm trying to even think if I can. There's only one drink of any kind I can remember that actually that starts with an O to begin with. Well, you
What's
know what? No, we're going orange juice.
I hear you do that.
I was gonna say you're in Florida. No.
Believe it or not, I don't have orange juice that often. It's like sacrilege down here.
Which is surprising. Could have said orange soda.
No, I'm not Kel. I don't love orange soda.
Thank you for going there. Anyway.
We're going with the Nickelodeon references tonight. Fuck it.
Okay, why not? Tim, what's your favorite city beginning with the letter Y?
Say that again?
What's your favorite city beginning with the letter Y?
My favorite city beginning with the letter Y?
Yes.
The only one I can think of. The only city I can think of is Ypsilanti. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It begins with a Y.
I'll take your word for it. Anyway, Maze, what unusual object have you ever swallowed?
Unusual object.
Yes.
Just trying to, as a kid, I think one of the guns from a Transformers toy. Yeah, you gotta remember at the time when Transformers were around, I was like, you know, the age of 4. So, you know, kids still eating shit back then. Yeah, swallowed a Transformers gun. And one of Optimus Prime's fists.
Okay then. Omega, if you had to describe yourself as a flavor, what would it be?
Flavor. See, everyone else gets this shit that's easy to come up with stuff. They ain't gonna make me think. It's a fucking terrible way to end the show.
He loves to fuck with you.
I know. It's wrong.
Oh, yes, because I asked Tim to start with, you know, what type of fruit he would be. Didn't make him think.
Yeah, I'll go. You know what? I'll do the Florida thing and go with an orange.
Why are you an orange?
Because I'm sweet, but I have a bite to me.
Objection, Your Honor.
What's your objection?
I don't find it to be sweet at all.
I am very sweet, you shitmonger.
You've never bought me flowers.
You stopped calling.
You blocked my number.
That's no excuse for not calling me.
That's a total excuse. Oh my God.
Yeah, but if I see your number, I know you care.
Wow. Are we done, Rock?
You're leading the show.
Everybody, that's been another edition of WTR Sunday, the sick edition. And I don't mean sick as in warped. I mean sick as in at least two of us are under the weather and suffering from colds, and it's all your fault. So thanks a hell of a lot.
Oh, my God. Tonight.
What?
Kenta's translator in NXT is Funaki.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is kind of awesome.
That is good, yeah.
Though I saw...
immediately following Raw, it's the Raw post show with Rock.
Jeremy and Lizzie will recap Monday Night Raw once it ends. And Omega, you see Funaki, I saw a frightening image of Taka Michinoku earlier. Yeah. Anyway, join us for the post show right after Raw. And if are we doing a chat, Tim?
Tomorrow night, show up and talk amongst yourselves. If I can make it, I'll be there.
So, maybe.
So, most likely, we should just host a Raw chat in the chat room every Monday night, whether I'm here or not.
What he said.
Yeah. So, during Raw, for those of you tuned in wondering, what the fuck is he talking about? Come to WTR, RussTalkRadio.com, get into the chat room, and let's all just hang out and talk about Raw with each other. And, you know, we can talk about our days and all this other stuff, and you know, you can lie to each other about your boyfriends or girlfriends. I don't care.
You can. You should
relax,
also,
take it easy, have fun, and be social.
You should also tell them to go to the main website, WildTalkRadio.com.
Well, yeah, go to WildTalkRadio.com.
You said RussellTalkRadio.com.
Well, yeah, but go to WildTalkRadio.com too. Absolutely. Thursday night, it's the multi-time award-winning The Rack with your host Lindsay Ward. And Sir Rockin.
Jonas, we'll recap NXT, the pay-per-view, talk about all the news and notes you could possibly handle. It's The Rack. It's a brand new start time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here live on the Wild Talk Radio. Now go to therackradioshow.com. You follow the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. And you can follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsayWard and check out her artwork at Behance.net/LindsayWard.
Absolutely. And, of course, Saturday night around midnight-ish or as close as they can get to it, some really weird, funky shit happens that gives Rock enough fodder to turn into at least two extended warped commercials that embarrass the living shit out of some guy in Arizona.
That's Cards Against Humanity. That's not even TV radio. Last night's show was called #A Man and His Super Glue.
Oh, yes, the guy who decided that he didn't like having the moniker micropenis.
No, that was
what did I say?
No, that's a different guy.
Oh. Okay.
A man in a super glue was getting freaky in the middle of the night with his woman, and he had super glue on the night table and grabbed it instead of the lube, and well, hand that went onto thing, and you go from there.
That was damn dumb of him. That's all it was.
So check it out, CB Radio Midnight is. Join myself, Rob Parks, Ace, and Subway. Weird, wacky, and usual. Follow the show on Twitter at CBRadioWTR and Facebook.com/CigRobotsMenez. And go to CBRadio.EWZone.com for all 340 episodes.
So what, was he trying to stick it in a hole that reads exit only?
He didn't get that far. And his wife was pissed.
So was he trying? So did he ask his wife to give him a hand because he only got one available?
And it was not just one or two fingers. It was the whole hand on the thing.
Oh, fuck. That's just... Oh. I feel bad for him.
That's the worst trip to the emergency room ever.
And they detail a story on the TLC network, I believe. There's a show called Sex Send Me to the ER.
The ER. I've heard of it, and I've seen an episode or two, and I'm like, oh, fuck this.
That's where that story came from.
That's just bad. Okay. Well, next Sunday night, back at our regular time, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountains, another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night. Join us. We'll talk stuff, and it'll be the fallout from the week after Battleground. Don't forget, everybody, you can follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday night. You can follow Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio. You can follow Mace at The Mace Thing. You can follow Omega at, I think it's TJ Omega?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I'm pretty positive. I don't know, because he doesn't follow me back, the fucker. So, and he wonders why I never call anymore. And you can follow me at two Twitter accounts. My ongoing one, at GoNHLGo, but the brand spanking new one, and you're going to get a chuckle out of this one, at Men With Food. What else do you want to say, Rock?
Follow the show, the network on Twitter, on Facebook, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, and the show, facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio.
Radio. I just stuck to it since I was 18. I don't know why. Anyway, we're done here.
Hold on.
Mace, you have any extra plugs?
Yeah, let them plug.
Of course, I always have extra plugs. YouTube.com/ WTR Games Garage. Coming up later this week will be a opening of yet another loot crate. Maybe I will finish off playing WCW NWO Revenge. And in the meantime, go and have a look at my video about the recent news of Thor being replaced by a female, where I actually conquered the monster known as Adobe Premiere and did editing with fancy stuff.
Cool.
Other than that, come Wednesday, the 23rd of July, put on your bat suits, dance the bat dance, because Batman turns 75. Go to a comic book and celebrate it.
Wow, old
pretty
boy.
Much. Yeah, do turn 75 on Wednesday. For those of you who are in the eastern suburbs of Victoria, Australia, head on down to Next Level Games, 164 Maroondo Highway, Ringwood. Go play some card games down there. Chances are I might be there Tuesday night for Magic the Gathering Standard Tournament. So come and say hello if you're in the area.
Pretty much. See, I knew you had a lot of stuff to plug, and I figured
I always have a lot of stuff to plug.
I would just psych Rock by making him think I was absolutely just not going to throw it to you, but it worked, and I'm happy. Omega, tell us about stuff that you do and shit.
Well, you already, well, I'm not telling you about my shit, but...
No, not literally, figuratively.
That's what happens when you guys call each other later.
As in stuff, you know, things.
Well, you know, you already plugged my Twitter feed, which is TG Omega. There's tgomega.org, where all of my big videos are archived. There's TG Omega on YouTube, where, tomorrow will be the beginning of Metro Monday. All my MetroCon 2014 coverage shows up on my channel every Monday, all the way through October.
Yeah, this one gets me. Go ahead.
And yeah, everything else is it. On Facebook, it's TJ Reviews. God damn it,
that guy's a prick.
Fucking hell.
And just remember that there is still a small little podcast between Omega and myself talking Transformers 4 available at wildtalkradio.com. Omega swears.
Ooh, like he doesn't swear. Swear on this show. Oh, check out all of my reviews on wildtalkradio.com for SummerSlam as the series continues. And the brand new feature, Win Fail for Impact, every Friday on wildtalkradio.com.
Will you do me a favor? Start less sentences with the word as. It's annoying.
No.
Everybody, that's it. We're out of here. Have yourselves a great week. Catch you next Sunday night.
As always.
As we'll see you next week.
That's next Sunday night. That's what I said. Yes, Kate Kittens, you got to show up tomorrow.
As you always do.
Ross got more shit that'll embarrass you, so you can tell him to fuck off.
As always.
Just let